what's better, a Super League or a Premier League?
Well, that's a hard one. I think by virtue of the fact that most of these leagues around Europe, you've got the Turkish Super League, the Danish Super League, the Slovak Super League, they all seem to think the Super League is better than a Premier League. So I think I might narrowly go with the Super League on that one.
Yeah, I think when you're covering niche leagues like we are, you've got to have some love for the Super League, or the Super League, as some variants would have it.
Yeah.
How many Super Leagues are there in European football? Double figures, do you reckon?
I mean, you've got the Finnish Vikalsliga, I like that name. You've got the Polish Ekstraklasa, but there are a lot of Super Leagues out there. I don't know if it would be double figures. I don't know what it is in Czechia or Slovenia.
The first league, I think, in Czech Republic.
Yeah, in Slovenia, it's the Prva Liga. No vowels there. Vowels are overrated.
That's probably the first league as well, then, isn't it? So, yeah. So is that, does a first league count as a Premier League, or do these have to be categorised differently on our spreadsheets?
I think you have a Super League, then a Premier League, then a first league. First is a bit old-fashioned, isn't it?
A little bit. What about Austria? Just the Bundesliga?
The Federal League.
The Federal League. Yeah. It's a bit plain, isn't it?
Very administrative.
Yeah. Well, some classic European leagues, but a lot of love for a Super League. Lee, I know you do love a niche league just as much as I do. Can you tell us some of your most niche European footballing experiences?
It's interesting because the most niche footballing experience is actually probably the best footballing experience I've ever had live. And that was when I was in Budapest, December 2013. And I got taken to a Hungarian league game between Újpest and Puskás, which is actually based in the village of Felkszut, which is where Prime Minister Viktor Orban is from. But the game, it was a 3-3 draw. First of all, before we even get into the action, the game was delayed because the clock wasn't working in the stadium. Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant reason.
Yeah. Then the game finally got underway. There were 6 goals, a red card, about 6 or 7 yellow cards. And I had this like processed cheese with crisps. It was the weirdest stadium snack ever. I'm pretty sure that it took 5 years off my lifespan and that the cheese is still clogging my veins to this day. It was just, the whole experience was absolutely brilliant. So that would be my best niche footballing experience, a 3-3 draw in Budapest.
That's very good. The processed cheese actually reminded me of an experience from Fulham, which wouldn't count normally, but it was a Europa League experience with Fulham. So I guess it does count. They played against Wisla Krakow. And we had to walk through a park to get there. My friend ordered the Craven Cottage pie when he got to Fulham, which was already amazing. It's my first experience of Craven Cottage as well. Brilliant ground. But they didn't have any forks and they weren't allowed to give out any forks. So he had to scoop up the Craven Cottage pie with his program, with his match day program, because he dipped his fingers in initially. It was freezing. It was a December game. Dipped his fingers in to the Craven Cottage pie, burnt his hand and had to scrape out the rest with his match day program. So that's pretty niche. But I think if we're going to take it to proper non-Big Five leagues, then I've been to some big games, but
maybe we should segue on from Wisla Krakow to our very own Wisla Krakow experience.
Oh yeah, good point. Yeah, when we went there, we arrived, 90 minutes before kickoff, I think? We were warned that it would be a bit difficult. So we came 90 minutes before kickoff with no tickets, because you can't really book them online if you're not from Poland. And then, not because of language, because they like, literally don't let you. You need sort of documents to order tickets, don't you? But we got there 90 minutes before kickoff, joined the queue, thought, this will be grand. What time did we get in? Like halftime, bit after or before halftime? I can't remember.
Yeah, like just at the end of halftime. So we caught the second half. But the thing is, there seemed to be like a quiet acceptance from everybody queuing outside the stadium that's just how it is. There weren't too many complaints. They were just like, yeah, we're queuing up. We're paying a full price. We might get to see half an hour of football.
You say full price, but you know, a full price ticket, I think, was what it came to, what would have been €4 or something. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly cheap. And in the end, we did get to see some late drama, didn't we, with a
injury time winner against Górnik Zabrze.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant European scenes. I think my other best one probably is going to the wrong football stadium for a game in Macedonia, because I only found out, obviously, when it was too late. Well, you were there too. Yeah. I found out too late that I do feel responsible for this, that there are 2 stadiums with the same name in Skopje, Macedonia. And we fell foul of that and we had to go go-karting instead. So we go-karted our troubles away whilst we knew that across the city, in a different stadium, there was another game.
Yeah, sad times. Didn't you also go to the Zagreb derby or the big game?
The Eternal Derby. That was absolutely brilliant. I was shaking. I couldn't work out who was shaking more. It was either me or the stadium, because it's a beautiful old stadium, but old is the operative word there. And it was rocking. It was the Derby, Dinamo Zagreb, Hajduk Split, And Hajduk actually won that game, sort of very surprisingly. And that's great for us because we were in with the home fans. But that was quite an atmosphere. It's quite something. I got some spectacular photos on that day. But we literally bought what must have been the last tickets. We went to the shop on the day, the club shop. And I was there with my girlfriend. And they put us in, like, I don't know what the row was called. I can't remember what it's called. But you could see already, it was like row 250 or something. You knew you were going to be right at the back. And we literally were so at the back that the seats had run out. And we had to sit on a little bit of concrete. And it was like the concrete support for the edge of the stadium. And then behind, like beneath us, there was just nothing. We were, you know, if you imagine the bowl, we were at the top end of the bowl with nothing below us. And the stadium was absolutely rocking when they scored. So it was, yeah, it was a very memorable experience, but a good one. We'll be right back.